Are you someone who loves Christmas to the point that you really hate to take the decorations down, even if it's now January 15th? If you answered yes, you are a Noelophile. And so am I, and this show is for you. Hi, I'm Dot Cannon, also known as Noella Noelophile, and welcome to my Noelophile podcast. On this show, we're going to be talking about Christmas in general, and California Christmas in particular.
I made a double-crusted apple pie, a cheesecake, some cream puffs, chocolate roll, and everything turned out perfect. I took that as a sign.
Sound tempting? Wait till you get a taste. Chef, artisan, and business owner Tamisa Teja both creates new recipes and adds her own creative flair to some existing ones. Tamisa is the proprietor of Artisan Treats and Gift Boutique, Tamisa's Treats. And as of October 2018, she's celebrating two exciting anniversaries. Tamisa, how did you first get interested in baking, cooking, and making all kinds of cool stuff?
Well, my family has sort of a history of food. My grandparents had a grocery store, and my grandmother had her own garden. My grandfather here in Los Angeles, when they changed from incinerators, took that same kind of technology and made his own barbecue pit. So things have just sort of evolved from there. My mom's a great cook, and she used to do Christmas cookies. And I was there on the stool trying to stir that cookie batter, but sometimes it was really stiff and I needed help. But that's how I got started. Family.
How did you determine to go from there? Because a lot of people grew up making cookies, but how did you come to say, yes, I want to be a chef, I want this to be my profession?
That's a great question, too. I wanted to be a zoologist. Even was at the zoo, did this whole student volunteer program, loved it, it was great. And then one Saturday, I decided I wanted to try some new things. You know, my mom had her favorite things that she liked to bake, and I wanted to try some other things. So on one Saturday, I made a double-crusted apple pie, never done that before, a cheesecake, some cream puffs, chocolate roll, and everything turned out perfect. For a first time, everything turned out perfect, tasted great, looked great, right texture. I took that as a sign and then decided, I think I want to do this for a living.
I gained 5 pounds just listening to you. How from there, would you tell me the story of Tamisa's Treat? How'd you go from there to being a professional chef and having what you have today?
So when I was looking to do, like, after high school, so of course I was going to college. That was always going to be a requirement. Didn't have any opposition to that. My mom really helped me look around at schools, toured some different programs, and decided to get a degree in nutrition. Looked at different schools, visited, and decided to stay kind of close to home right here at Long Beach State. So I got my undergraduate degree in dietetics and food administration with an emphasis in nutrition. While I was in college, I was working at bakeries, doing catering, and then as soon as I graduated, I did get a job working as a pastry chef. So kind of went from there, and then life takes you on a different path, and I wanted to go overseas, and I joined the Peace Corps, and that kind of took me on a different path when I came back. But I was always still very interested in baking and food service. And then in 2013, the state of California passed a new cottage food operator law, which meant that you could have a licensed home kitchen. And I was like, that's how I'm going to get back into the pastry game.
Before we talk about that, I'd love you to tell me a little bit more about the Peace Corps. Where'd you serve? What did you do?
I served in Morocco, and I was a maternal and child health volunteer. So having that nutrition degree really opens you up to a lot of those types of health issues. And I had studied French for 5 years in high school. So started eighth grade and then all through high school. And of course, Morocco having Arabic and French. So it was one of the countries that I was sort of ready to go to and learn Berber in my village in the southern part of Morocco, sort of pre-Sahara region. And it was just a really lovely experience. And I'm still friends with so many of my other volunteers that I served with too.
What was one of your absolute favorite experiences over there?
Surprisingly, I think it was Ramadan, because normally people think, oh, well, it's a time of fasting, and so maybe you're suffering a little, but it wasn't like that at all. And fortunately for us, when I was there, Ramadan was not in the summer. That might have been a little bit harder, but when it came time to break fast, families all came together. It was a very special time. You got really great meal, some harira, a nice bowl of soup, some bread, and then some other yummy things that sometimes, you know, it's holiday, so you only get it at holiday time. And so I really enjoyed Ramadan.
What did you bring back with you from that experience feasting at Ramadan that you use today in Tamiz's Treats?
One of my popular cookies is a tangerine date cookie. So the actual word tangerine gets its name from Tangiers, which is a northern city in Morocco. And of course, where I was, particularly in the south, we had date palms all over the place. And so we had some really delicious dates. Even the ones that weren't pretty were super tasty. So that's kind of sort of one homage to that experience.
I've kind of got ahead of us here, and I would love for you to tell me the story of Tamiz's Treats from the time that you heard, yeah, I can have a cottage industry. What happened next?
So, of course, you can have a business and you can have something to sell, but you need a place to sell it. Just right around that time, Crafted, an all artisan marketplace, was opening in San Pedro. And so that was pretty close to where I was going to be based with my kitchen. So I contacted Crafted and see if they needed someone who could do cookies and treats. And they were pretty happy about that. And so applied for my cottage food operator license. That's through the LA County Department of Public Health, Emergency Health Services. So there's a process involved with that. So by the time I got that through, you know, then my business license and all the different sort of legal things, I was ready to open that fall in October.
Take me back in your imagination to that October. What do you remember very best from back then?
Just something new and exciting. And one of the really neat things that I like about the treats, but also kind of what's going on in the store now, is the creative process. Testing recipes, trying them out, see what works. During that period also, I was testing different types of packaging, so what would preserve all of the different types of treats better too. So I was looking at something a little bit different than I had before. So every little bit of that, just sort of the creativity that comes in involved in getting things going and started, and then meeting all kinds of great people at Crafted too.
They are the best. I love Crafted. Tell me about that creative process for you.
So my mom does help me out with a little bit of the R&D also. We'll kind of see recipes that are sort of out there, or I'll see a flavor combination, and or I'll see, you know, I think that would go really well together and I don't see that yet out there. And just kind of, it's like a tinkering process. Sometimes that first time you try out that recipe, it's perfect. Sometimes you're like, wow, those are really great ingredients, but the end product wasn't so good. And so just kind of playing with that, kind of squeezing it in. I have a lot more ideas in my head that just haven't had a chance to come out yet. So definitely a very busy schedule for me.
What's an average work day like for you?
So it depends on what I need to work on for the store. So it could be up at 5 a.m. doing some baking, because everything has to cool completely before I can package it. And then the store opens at noon. So getting up in the morning, baking, cooling, packaging, getting here to the store, labeling everything as well. I do all of that myself. And then kind of then going with the flow in the store. Because I don't bake here at the store, I do some of my other artisan projects. So that could be like making greeting cards or some jewelry, or just, you know, store upkeep too. And then of course, having fun with customers when they come in.
And what a cool store this is. I'm trying to remember just when you opened, last year?
It'll be coming up to 1 year on October 27th.
Happy anniversary, how'd you make that decision?
Again, that was partly timing as well. I also have my own business doing consulting and decided, you know what, I want to go back to doing the treats more full time. And so I still do consulting on the side. So the timing of when the store opened was when I could find a place, you know, that kind of fit my budget, of course. That was a nice location. There's also a health department aspect to selling food in a store too. So you have to kind of go through a little bit more paperwork for that. And then the timing just worked out with some other boutique shows that I was doing also. And so this year, we mentioned that the CFO was in 2013. So this October, October's when I started selling at Crafted. So this October will be 1 year in the store, but 5 years overall for Tamiz's Treats.
Wow, happy anniversary.
Thank you so much, I really appreciate it. It's been a lot of hard work.
That hard work not only includes whipping up delectable cakes, cookies, candies, and a lot more, but putting her design skills to work to create all sorts of food and festivity-related items for her clients.
So also party favors. I also do the gift baskets. I think people think of more from a personal perspective, but a lot of corporate gift giving too. So whether it's your clients or new customer outreach, or thanking a client for, wow, we just finished that project, that was a great thing that we did together.
What's been one of your absolute favorite corporate baskets to put together?
My favorite is when the client says, I want to spend this much. I trust you. Make me something beautiful. And that is just the best. I can pick and choose, get a nice balance of textures and flavors and sizes and put it together with a big fluffy cellophane and the ribbon that comes all beautiful cascading down. And then what's really great for me is I did a different style of box, which are black luxury boxes or bakery boxes with a shiny black, really pretty. I delivered it for my customer to her colleague that she was sending as a thank you. Her colleague, the recipient, actually was so impressed with how it looked, hadn't even opened it yet, had someone video her pulling off the ribbon to open it and posted it on Instagram.
Oh, that's so cool.
She hadn't even gotten to the trees yet. So I thought that was a good start.
That's fantastic. Which reminds me, what do you have that's special for Christmas 2018 that we really need people to know about?
So I've introduced a couple new items. I've got some really amazing shortbread cookies. And I also have the ooey gooey brownies, which are really popular, and I just always make sure to have those in the store. I have a number of items that are great for vegans, as well as those that have any gluten sensitivities. So I can put together some nice baskets for those types of folks too.
Are these all original recipes or original plus family or which?
They are recipes that have been inspired by someplace, but every single one has been tweaked. So some have been some family recipes, some were maybe originally from a cookbook, but you know, it's like, no, I want to add this little bit of flavor to it, or this little bit, or I want to change the texture a little bit, so.
You've made them all your own.
Yeah, exactly.
If somebody wants something, let's assume that I post this interview early November, how far in advance, if they need something for Christmas 2018, do they need to get in touch with you?
And again, it goes to if they want something specific. You know, if they tell me they want 5 bags of chocolate chip cookies, well, I often have those ready to go. They might even be able to walk in. But if it's a larger order or something that I don't have in the store quite all the time, a week is safe. But I can sometimes accommodate less than that. So don't hesitate.
Where do they get in touch with you?
So you can always come to my store, 3525 Pacific Coast Highway, Suite Q in Torrance, and I'm at Madison and PCH, and I'm located right next to the Connecta Credit Union. So if you see Connecta's big sign, I'm right next door. You can also go to my website, tamizastreets.com. There's a contact form there. Or you can call the store, 310-530-GIFT, G-I-F-T.
That is a great phone number to remember. Are there any special hours that we need people to know? Are you going to be closed on Christmas Eve? Are you going to be closed like the 26th or anything like that?
So my typical business hours are Tuesday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., and Saturdays 10 to 4. Starting the weekend after Thanksgiving up until Christmas, Fridays and Saturdays, I'll have extended hours from 10 to 8.
I mustn't forget to mention you have classes here, and you have a little free library.
Exactly. So it's, of course, everything in the store is foodie themed. So the little free library has cookbooks, food magazines, it has some reference books. Some of my old textbooks are here too. And then I also have a section of mysteries, you know, those cute, cozy mysteries that have the recipes in them. So you get a little death and dessert maybe in a book. So welcome to come pick up a book, take it, pass it on, bring it back, or bring some books and donate it to share with others too.
And by the way, Death and Dessert is a wonderful title for one of those mysteries. I love that.
There's some very clever authors. These titles crack me up.
Let's do a shameless plug of some of the gift items you have in the store.
So in addition to the treats, which are cakes, cookies, fudge, biscotti, caramel popcorn, and the brownies, I also have greeting cards, again, all foodie themed for all range of holidays. I have some foodie-themed ornaments, and those are available year-round. Some jewelry, some bath and body products, some candles, which are made by a local artisan, and they're custom to several of my own cookie flavors. Some aprons, and I also have some vintage and new and used tea party-related items. And so everything in the store is artisan-made. And there's a bio about the artist, and there's a picture of them so you can see who they are and what their crafts that they're doing in the store. If it's not something artisan made, such as like the teapots and the teacups, it's something that I'm selling to help doing fundraising for a variety of charitable organizations that I have a connection to. And so there's a little info about those organizations too.
I wanted to be sure and mention that you do give back to the community quite a lot. What are some of the causes you support?
So in the store with the teapots and things is Children's Hospital Los Angeles, specifically for their hematology and oncology research program. With the ornaments, it's the scleroderma chapter that's here in the Southern California area. And I have scleroderma, which is an autoimmune rheumatological condition. So that's kind of, I have to fit that kind of into the types of activities that I can do as well. And then I do have some sort of animal related items here. And that goes to Queen's Best, which is a corgi rescue rehab center here.
And if you need a special gift or gifts right around Christmas time,
on Thursday, December 13th, I'm having a vendor night fundraiser. So some additional vendors will be coming into the store, and that is also going to be doing fundraising for Children's Hospital Los Angeles. So I hope everyone can join us that night.
What times?
6:30 to 9:30.
This is great, Tamisa. Thank you for your time today.
Thanks so much, Dad. Thanks for coming in.
You and I have been listening to chef and designer Tamisa Teja, owner of Tamisa's Treats, a unique artisan desserts and gift items boutique. And congratulations to Tamisa as she celebrates not only 5 years in business, but her store's 1 year anniversary. If you're in the Torrance area, she'd like to invite you to come by for her 5 year, 1 year anniversary party. That's happening Saturday, October 27th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3525 Pacific Coast Highway. That's PCH near Madison. You'll see the Tamisa's Treat sign at Suite Q. And for more information about her gift baskets, her classes, or any special orders you might need for Christmas season 2018, check out her website, TamisasTreats.com. That's TamisasTreats.com. Also, as Tamisa mentioned, mark your calendar for Thursday, December 13th. She's going to be hosting her vendor night fundraiser for Children's Hospital Los Angeles from 6:30 to 9:30 that night. And that concludes this edition of Noellophile. Thank you for listening, and may your Christmas season be warm, delicious, and filled with imagination.